If you're a young person in high school, college, or in your 20s, you need to watch this interaction between the three people to really see a perfect microcosm of abuse. Because I have been there. I have experienced this firsthand where someone was being abusive towards me with an enabler present, and I've seen it happen to other people. And let me break it down for you. In the realm of social situations, if you're dealing with a grievance, it is something that is bringing you into a negative state from your baseline of functionality. When you're dealing with someone who cares about you, for instance, and they do something that discomforts you and you have to let them know that you didn't agree with what they did, they will do their best to bring you back to baseline. That's what a good person does. Even if they aren't directly related to what happens here. Like if you're dealing with something at work and you're talking to your spouse about it, they will at least offer you verbal assurance so you can kind of get a little bit closer to baseline. That is how we support each other as human beings. When you're dealing with an abuser who brings you down below baseline and you confront them about it, they will attempt to bring you down even further. And then they will often criticize you for making them feel uncomfortable about confronting them, which often makes it so that you are brought down even lower. And then after being tired out from dealing with this emotional abuse, they might make you concede to a state that is nowhere near close to baseline. And that is what's happening here. You have a president of a country who was invaded by Russia, a very large and powerful country, much more powerful than Ukraine is. He understands that he needs help in order to fight this, and if he doesn't fight it, Russia will take over his country, and he will probably die as a result of this. This is very serious. If you follow Sarah Payne on YouTube, she does a great deal of lectures on this, and she understands that Ukraine is on what's known as death ground, where when you're under death ground, you have no other option but to fight. You have to fight with everything that you can, because if you don't survive. Trump and Vance likely understand this, but they need to justify Trump's stance on Russia, so they need to delegitimize Zelensky, so they've called him a dictator behind his back. They've claimed that he's actually a warmonger who wants the war to continue, all of which is just ridiculous. It's understood that if Russia and Ukraine sign a peace agreement right now, this would only benefit Russia. It would only give them more time to rearm, and it would give them the territory that they have taken unfairly from Ukraine. They didn't honor the last agreements either. They didn't honor the 2019 agreement in 2022. They didn't honor the Budapest Memorandum in 2014. Russia has made it very clear that they are attempting to expand territory. They did that in 2008 with Georgia as well. And as a result, they are not to be trusted. You can see this with multiple lies that Trump has made about Ukraine. He has claimed that the United States has given $350 billion to Ukraine. That is not true. The United States has given about $180 billion, most of that being expired equipment. Claiming that he personally gave javelins to the Ukrainians, that is not true. The last aid package was signed in April last year before he was elected. There's other things too, such as Vance claiming that Zelensky campaigned with the opposition, implying that Zelensky campaigned with Vice President Harris. That is not true. He went to a factory in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And claiming that Democrats are opposition is just a really strange take, given the fact that Republicans and Democrats, we are all Americans at the end of the day. A telltale sign of the abuse, though, is that Trump and Vance are both personally and viscerally offended by what Zelensky is saying as to what is happening in Ukraine, which is usually the sign of abuser victim blaming. Because who is the real victim in this situation? It's the Ukrainian people. They are the ones who are actively dealing with the war. What does the United States have to deal with? The inconvenience of maintaining a friendship and allyship that we have had for decades. And that is not the same thing. So when you're Zelensky and you're in the situation where you are being viscerally berated by two people and you have to choose between appeasing these two people or rallying behind and standing up for your own people, what do you do? And I think Zelensky made the best decision that he possibly could, which was to choose to side with his own people. Because imagine if Zelensky simply just listened to that verbal abuse and didn't say anything. He could have compromised the confidence and morale of his own people, which is devastating when that happens. You cannot lose the trust of your own people in wartime. They will fall apart if they do not trust in their leaders. There's a lot more I could say about this, but I think this is a perfect microcosm of abuse with an enabler present. And I think it's something that, regardless of what you believe, you need to learn to recognize it for what it is so that this doesn't happen to you in the future.